A slide reads, Social and Emotional Development. At the bottom are logos for Penricton Center for Blind Children, Texas School for the Blind and Visually Impaired, and Perkins School for the Blind.
How do children with special needs interact with those around them? You know, many children have wonderful relationships with parents, with teachers, with siblings, and with friends, but other children don't. Some children can be aggressive or self-injurious when approached by others, while other children withdraw or they might want to be left alone. Dr. Nielsen asks in her book, Are You Blind? Why are children with severe multiple disabilities reacting to others in this manner? Her thoughts provide an insight into the social, emotional development of children with special needs. And today, I'd like to provide you with an overview of that information. First, it's important to understand the emotional development that occurs in small children. So, according to the National Scientific Council on the Developing Child, the core features of emotional development include the ability to do the following six things. So first, a child needs to identify and understand their own feelings. Next, they need to accurately read and comprehend emotional states in other people. They also need to manage strong emotion and their expressions in a constructive manner. A child needs to regulate his own behavior, develop empathy for others, and establish and maintain relationships. It's important to understand that emotional development influences all areas of development. It provides the foundation for how we feel about ourselves and how we experience others. The five phases of educational treatment provide guidelines and techniques to address emotional development in children with special needs. Before reviewing each phase, let's explore more closely how typically developing children respond or how they make contact with adults so that we can identify similar characteristics in children with special needs. So let's take a child from birth to age 2 months, and how do they make contacts with an adult? They'll frequently clutch a finger, clutch some hair, or even grab a piece of clothing from an adult. Now, a 2 to 3 month old child may start to contact an adult by smacking his lips, or nodding, or making a kind of grr sound. A special needs child at the emotional level of a 0 to 3 month old is not going to be the same physical size as a typically 0 to 3 month old child. He or she is going to be larger and stronger. So if this child attempts to interact with an adult by grasping onto an adult's finger, onto their hair or clothing, this child's going to do so with extreme strength. So as a result, the adult may avoid contact with the child or prevent the child from grasping onto the adult. If the child is successful at grasping or clutching the adult, the child might be greeted with a negative response. The adult might say, hey, don't do that, stop that. And the result is going to be that the child is going to grasp onto maybe his or her own clothing or hair. Or maybe they engage in getting negative responses from the adult because, honestly, getting a negative response is better than no response at all. So they enjoy the fact that a parent is telling them, stop, don't do that, and they continue to try to grab onto the adult. Some children at the emotional level of a 0 to 3 month old may transfer clutching or grasping from the hand to the mouth. So now you have a child that knows how to bite. Other children are going to transfer clutching from the grasping to pinching. So now you have kids that when you come near them are pinching you on the arm. Let's move on to the age of a 4 or 6 month old child. At this typical development, a child will begin to contact an adult by babbling or by crying consciously. The child is going to vary his or her cry to mean different things, and the adult begins to understand the meaning of those cues. For example, they might cry because they're hungry or because they need their diaper changed, and an adult starts to understand what those cries mean. Now, in a special needs child at the emotional level of 4 to 6 months of age, they might start to use their voice as well to contact an adult. But sometimes that child is going to begin to scream really loudly or cry for extended periods of time. It's possible that this child who's screaming is really attempting to babble. Now let's move on to the 6 to 8 month old level. With this child, if they want to sit on your lap, for example, they always want to sit on your lap in a specific way. This child's going to wiggle around in your lap and they want to be positioned exactly right. You know, if you try to move their arm, they're always moving their body so that they sit how they want to sit. Now, a special needs child at the emotional level of a 6 to month age range is not going to be the same size as a child who is chronologically 6 to 8 months of age. So frequently, this child is so big that you can't hold this child easily. This child may want to move his or her body the way he or she wants to move their body. This child may be pulling their arms away and kind of hiding them. This child may want to sit in a specific way. And this child, if they're able to be held by an adult, also might want to be held or positioned a certain way. At 10 months of age, the typically developing child contacts an adult by showing the adult objects. Now, let's say you have a child who wants to play with this ball. The child is beginning to share his or her interests with the adult. If the adult doesn't respond right away, the child may hit the adult with the object in question. So, for example, a child might be playing with this ball, and all they're going to do is reach out and want to show you the ball. Sometimes an adult thinks that the child is giving you the ball and you go to take it. And at 10 months, that's not what the child is doing. All they want to do is show it to you. So again, if you don't pay attention, they might take this ball and start hitting it against you to see if you'll pay attention to their behavior. At 12 months of age, a typically developing child will contact an adult by moving to the adult. So this is the child that pulls up to standing or walks or crawls over to you. You pick up the child because you think they want to be held. And as soon as you do that, the child wants to go get put back down again. Now, a special needs child at the emotional level of a 10 to 12 month old, remember, might do things like banging. We just talked about that a typically developing child might bang on you. So a child with special needs at a 10 to 12 month old might take an object and bang all the time. This child may also use objects or even hit themselves or other people. A physically larger child may not be able to get up and climb on the lap of an adult, so the child may lean against the adult briefly or rest an arm or a hand on the adult briefly. At 15 months of age, a child without disabilities will begin to give objects to an adult. This is now when the child actually wants to give you the objects for you to take it. So let's go back to that ball that we were talking about at the 10-month-old level. When a child goes to show you the object at 15 months, they actually want you to take it. How do you know that they want you to take it? When you put your hand on the ball, if the child lets go, they want you to take it. But if you put your hand on the ball and they don't let go, they wanted to show it to you. And so you have to touch it briefly, say, yes, I see the ball, and you let go if it's a 10-month-old. But a 15-month-old, you would hold on to the ball. If the child releases it, you take it, you look at it, play with it, and then you hand it right back to the child. If one adult will not engage with the child, then the child will look for another adult who will engage with the child. At 18 months of age, a child will lend an adult his most cherished possession, and the child will engage in building games. So this is a child who lends you his favorite teddy bear or wants to stack cups and plates or blocks and knock them over. At 2 years of age, a child will participate in hiding or searching games. They enjoy rough and tumble games, and they want to interfere in the activities of the adult. Lastly, a child 3 years of age is eager to help with domestic activities. This child may be briefly leaning on the adult or may look at the adult to get a smile or a comment. And then the child looks to others in the room to share the experiences as well. It's not so important to remember the specific ages related to the emotional development, but it is important to remember the sequence of development. In this way, you can help a child with special needs progress from one emotional level to the next.
A slide reads, Active Learning Space, www.activelearningspace.org, May 2017. At the bottom are logos for Penricton Center for Blind Children, Texas School for the Blind and Visually Impaired, and Perkins School for the Blind.